Welcome to God News You Can Use. We are up to podcast number 9, and that means, about 24 good news stories leading up to this point. And we've got room for plenty more. That's what it's all about, because God news is the best kind of news. God news you can use, story number 1. We're heading to Ohio. Got to tell you about Joe. He's the proud papa of 7 kids. Now, 2 of them, Josh and Mary Kate, just happen to have Down syndrome. And there was a story I did not too long ago about a coffee shop in Charleston, South Carolina called Biddy and Bo's that goes out of its way to employ those with special needs, because usually that is a group of folks who are overlooked for employment. I've mentioned this before too. My brother is deaf, and we had to watch him be disappointed through so many opportunities, potential opportunities, where people said, I don't think I can communicate with him, so I can't hire him. And I'm like, but you can. So I've seen the struggle up close. But sometimes, like Josh the dad, you kind of have to go around the perimeter. That's exactly what he did. He decided, I'm just going to go out and buy an ice cream truck. I'm going to have Josh and Mary Kate run it so they can learn how to make a living and earn some money.
I want them to learn some things as far as money and cashing out things, and also interacting with people. They will see Mary or Josh in the background working, and so it sparks some, you know, some conversations with people. And I hope will encourage people to encourage special needs of all types to find something to do.
And check this out. The truck is called Neat Treats, and it is pretty neat. They even do catering, and they show up at parties. How wonderful is that? And then, of course, they get the smiling faces of Josh and Mary Kate when they order their ice cream. God's Word, all of our God news you can use stories have a verse to go with it. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. This is how God looks at us, and he is no respecter of persons. He loves Josh and Mary Kate just as much as he loves us. And I would say in my brother's case, he probably gets some more love just because he's got such an amazing soul and he loves Jesus. He does indeed. And so this is a very special story about some very special people. And that's the way God looks at us. We are very special in his sight. God news you can use number 2. Oh, we're talking about a celebrity superstar here. I want to tell you about Wilma first. She happens to be the mom for this particular celebrity superstar. Now, I wholly believe that behind every good man, I know it's cliche to say, there is a good woman's influence, be it his wife or his mom or who knows, but we really have an impact on men's lives when we support them and go to bat for them, but in particular, pray for them. All right, the superstar son, Chuck Norris, that's right. And she just turned 100 years old in May of 2021. And Wilma, Chuck really admires her, and I think you're going to too. She grew up in extreme poverty. She spent 2 years away from her family when she was a child due to a rare disease, where she was confined to a children's hospital. But upon returning, she was actually the sole provider and caretaker for her family. She even picked cotton to make sure that her family could survive. She married at 16, only to be abandoned years later by her husband, left to take care of their 3 boys alone. One, of course, was Chuck Norris, the future Chuck Norris. There were also deaths along the way, like losing one of her sons in Vietnam, cancer battles, and so much more. But through it all, Wilma, well, she never lost her faith in our Savior. In particular, a lot of prayers for her son, Chuck. She was really afraid that he was going to be lost to the Hollywood culture, but she laid a very good foundation.
I kept him in church and Sunday school. I taught Sunday school, and we had our prayers all the time to give them lots of love. But see, God didn't give us our children. He only loaned them to us for a while. Mm.
I love that. Only loaned to us for a while. That's a great way to look at our children. We have that moment, that window of opportunity to teach them about Jesus too. Oh, and speaking of Wilma, she actually wrote a book called Acts of Kindness. I love that. Exodus 20:12 says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long on the land which the Lord your God gives you. Think about that. Do a mental checklist of all the things that God has given you. Salvation, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, grace, mercy, goodness, love. In a world sometimes where you can't always rely on those sources of love and somebody being committed to you and having your best interest at heart, even those people that are closest to us, Jesus says that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Consistency, because he is a good God. He's a good God Almighty, the one true God. And we can always count on God to be God. We can always count on our Savior. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Amen. Story number three is pretty powerful. We're talking about the NBA playoffs. Now, that's already been said and done, but I think you're still going to enjoy this story. The Phoenix Suns head coach, his name is Monty Williams. He recently said something that is just a true inspiration. When asked how he stays calm through it all, through the playoffs, through the games, through the pressure, he said that he and his family read a Bible verse and then talk about the Lord every night. Monty will tell you that he's been through a lot, and he really has, including losing his wife in a car accident, left to raise his five children alone. Very sad, but his faith has remained resolute because he knows in whom he serves.
I'm what the Bible says I am. In Jeremiah 17:9, it says the heart is deceitfully wicked above all things. Well, that's who I am. Romans 3:23 says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Well, that's me. I have this hope in Christ. I've been through some really rough things in my life, but I'm exhibit A that God can do anything with any life, anytime. Since I can't remember, God knocks it out of the park and I get to run the bases.
He says of his players, as a believer in Christ, that's what I'm here for. And I tell them all the time, if I get on you, I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you up. Wow, that's so good. Ephesians 1:7 says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. And even through the roughest of times, I mean, Wilma lost a son. Monty lost his wife. Chuck Norris almost lost his soul to Hollywood. And Joe, the proud dad of seven kids, felt as though he was going to lose his children to a world that was closed off to them. Isn't it amazing what God can do? Just like some of our stories here, they went around the edges. They went around the periphery and they said, we're going to do it our way. We're going to do this with God's help. And I know that he blesses those endeavors, each and every one. God is good through all of it. That's why you're God News You Can Use. Hey, if you haven't liked and followed me yet, I'd sure appreciate that. On Facebook, just type in God News You Can Use. And then, of course, you can hear the podcast many different sources, maybe where you're listening now, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts. The first five podcasts, if you've missed them, are at godnewsyoucanuse.com. That's a good place to start. Like, follow, and share it with your friends because everybody needs good news. And God News is the best kind of news. See you next time. And meanwhile, God bless.